What's happening, everybody? It is James, World of Floaters, and man, I wanted to come and check in on everybody. It's been some time now, so you know, I had a stroll through and check out my World of Floater people, the community. I know a lot of you have questions on the bromelain, and you know, I just kind of wanted to rehash on a lot of that. I see a couple people in the comments. Jonathan Crowell, what's going on, man? Good to see you here. Nice to have you here. We got Summer. What's going on, Summer? Thank you for joining this live broadcast right now. Yeah, man. So pretty much I just kind of wanted to talk about some of the bromelain results that I have experienced. I'm not sure how long this live is going to be. I wouldn't mind doing it often as possible. That will pretty much be depending on the comments that I get and the interaction that I get from this live broadcast. So, you know, it's been over a year for sure that I have brought bromelain to this channel and started talking about it. And, you know, it bring a lot of people because it was kind of the hype in the iFloater community. And being that it's something that could have possibly helped, a lot of people started tuning into what the possible results are. And today I have some results that I would like to share for you all. Be sure that you all subscribe to this channel and press the like button. It's highly appreciated. I understand some of you may not get to this live while it's live, but you know, be sure that if you check this out, you know, let me know what you think of the broadcast. And also, you know, let me know if you've been taking bromelain and if bromelain has been helping you at all, or if you've been doing any other kind of method or anything else that has possibly been helping your eye floaters. You know, I think it's important that we all kind of share what has been helping us and getting us through the condition of eye floaters. We got Danilo Storm here. Danilo here. We need some updates. I'm on my third month. That's awesome, man. Yeah, so here's the thing. I was taking bromelain for over a year. I was taking it daily, just like you would take any other daily vitamin. And it took a while for me to start seeing any kind of results. Now, these days, I walk around with no sunglasses. If you've seen any of my other previous videos on this channel, I talked a lot about how I always wear sunglasses every day, prescription sunglasses, because it pretty much helps shade me from seeing any kind of eye floaters. I gotta say, after taking bromelain for well over a year, I mean, it must have been like a year and 6 months now. I know some of you correct me on my timeline sometimes, and I'm sure you'll correct me on that timeline as well. But I do believe that the only time I see the eye floaters now is when I actually really want to see the eye floaters. When I actually look in the clear sky or look at the white wall, yeah, sure, I can still see them. But honestly, I've been getting by without seeing too many of the eye floaters lately. And it's actually really amazing because if any of you know me and know my journey, you know, I was going through it, you know, just like many of you. When you first start seeing the eye floaters, you're confused. You're not sure what's going on. And it makes you confused a little bit, you know. Also, it makes you depressed when you're going outside and you feel like you can't live your day-to-day life like you previously used to. You know, that'll drive you crazy. But these days, I don't even wear sunglasses every day. I'll go outside and like right now, for instance, I have contacts on, right? And, you know, I went outside just fine. You know, it's sunny outside in Las Vegas right now. And you know, I go outside and everything looks great. So, you know, the only thing that I did different over the years, because I haven't been doing all kinds of crazy new methods or nothing like that. The only thing that I did different was take the bromelain daily. All right, looks like we got some more people in the comments right now. Game Madness. My eye floater got worse after taking bromelain. You know, man, that's interesting because a lot of people say, oh, the bromelain made my vitreous liquefy more. And that's crazy because the vitreous is already 99% liquid as it is. So I don't know how much more liquid you can get. I don't know if that 1% made a huge difference if you really truly feel like the bromelain liquefied it even more. So I don't know. I find it interesting. And if it got worse, I don't know. I mean, could it possibly be something that's in your head? Because if you really truly make yourself believe one thing over the other, I mean, the mind is a powerful thing, and you will start, you know, noticing changes maybe for even the worse if you let your mind overpower you in that kind of way. Let's get some more music going. All right, so we got another comment from Jonathan Crowell. Do you think you adjusted, or do you think the bromelain helped? I mean, honestly, it could be both. You know, I don't want to steer anybody in the wrong direction. I mean, this channel, everything that I've ever said on this channel is something that I truly believe. There's even some videos that I have on here that, you know, I don't particularly like what I said in there. Like, I have a video about how I feel like nicotine helps me, like, focus more on things besides the eye floaters. And nicotine is terrible for you, you know. But I wanted to share my experience with you all. And that's what this whole channel is about, is me sharing my journey and my experience with you all, and just being upfront and truthful, you know. So, I mean, it could be. Maybe my mind is just, you know, stronger than the average. I mean, I don't think that, you know, I'm like superhuman or nothing like that. I think others could definitely, you know, program their mind to think a certain way. So, I mean, it could possibly be a placebo effect, but I mean, I tried other things, and I feel like I can notice when there's a placebo effect happening. I try to keep it real with myself. I mean, I definitely keep it real with others, but more than anybody else, I keep it real with myself. All right, so we got Estella. What's happening? Just wanted to drop by, show some love. I appreciate it, Estella. Yeah, so something that you all should know, I actually should have already mentioned it in this broadcast right here, is that you haven't seen much of me on this channel lately, because I actually have a podcast where me and my co-host Estella, she's in the comments right now, we talk all things taboo, and it's a really interesting podcast. You all should check it out. You know, I'm one of the co-hosts on a podcast, and we drop a show every Tuesday and every Friday, and I think you all will actually find it quite interesting. It's called Side Friend Chronicles. So if you're on YouTube right now, like I know you are, after this broadcast right here, you got to go check that out. Just type in Side Friend Chronicles. And yeah, I mean, it's something that you all, I think, would highly enjoy, especially if you like podcasts. I mean, I'm a podcast person myself. I love to just, you know, listen to my favorite podcast or talk. And it's like you're in the room kicking it. And then it's really cool when it's live and you could just chime in and, you know, be right there, you know, when the interaction is happening. So yeah, that's something that I wanted to talk about, is how I feel like after a year and 6 months of taking the bromelain, I really truly feel like things have turned for the better for me. And if I had to say my results right now, I mean, I have to say that it worked out great for me. And that's pretty much what this broadcast is about. Looks like I got some more comments right here. Do you believe in the VDM project? How bad were your eye floaters, especially the dark ones in each eye? They were both heavily visited by the dark eye floaters, I gotta say. And I don't know if some of them have floated down to the bottom at this point, but those ones I don't really see much anymore. There is a possibility that the bromelain dissolved the eye floaters. I did some study before, some of the previous videos that I have on this channel, that, you know, it's potential that some of the eye floaters dissolved from the bromelain and lightened up the dark eye floaters. But I had them both in each eye, and honestly, it was pretty bad enough for me to make a YouTube channel about it and share it with everybody and try to see if there's other people out there. So, you know, if you're somebody that's experiencing the eye floaters, just know I have had some pretty bad eye floaters in the past. And I mean, hey, like I said, I still do now. You know, if I really, really focus on it, I can see it. But, you know, it is what it is. And the whole VDM project, yeah, man, I think the VDM project is cool that they're putting something out there to try to find cures for eye floaters and treatments for eye floaters, and all around just raising money with doctors who can really do some, you know, scientific research on this. So I think the VDM project is awesome. And yeah, I did a whole video on the VDM project. So everybody was telling me, you got to check out the VDM project. You got to check out the VDM project. So I finally did. And I did like a 10-minute review on it. So it's definitely something you should check out if you want to see what my thoughts are on the VDM project. Danilo Storm says, after 3 months of bromelain eating pineapple, I have noticed that the structures move and deform much more than before. They are not as rigid as before. That's awesome. Something I want to say about about like eating the actual pineapple. Hold on, let me see. Do I got some chapstick in here? Bear with me. Hold on. I need some water too right now, and I didn't bring any water because this broadcast happened like way quicker than I thought it would. Yeah, now my lips aren't chapped. Anyways, yeah, so something about eating pineapple. I think one thing some people are confused about with the bromelain and with pineapple and how bromelain comes from pineapple. Some people think that you actually have to eat a pineapple, the fruit. And I mean, I'm not a dietitian or nothing, but I don't think you want to have too much sugar at all in general. So bromelain isn't even really in the fruit part. Like, yes, it is, but like where it really derives from is the hard part of the pineapple. And unless you're eating the hard part of the pineapple, you're not going to get like a heavy dose of the bromelain. And that's something that I know from doing some research. And that's why the pill form, like the little tablet, the little capsule with the bromelain powder inside of it, that's where you want to get your bromelain. And that's where I have, you know, gotten it for the last year and a half or so. And that's how I take it, 500 milligrams. So yeah, very, very interesting. But if you are somebody who is just like experiencing the eye floaters, just know that, you know, there's a lot of other people out there going through it. And, you know, a lot of times it's really good to find those people on communities like this one right here, the World of Floaters. You know, a lot of people, they go in the comments and they communicate with each other. And honestly, I mean, it helped me greatly. And as you can see, I got my Instagram right there. A lot of people still talk on there, even though I post like once every 6 months. I do plan on getting a little more active on there. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, one of the reasons why I kind of, got away from it for a little bit is because I think that it is good sometimes if something is bothering you to maybe think about other things, do things that make you happy. You know, and, you know, doing my podcast, Side Friend Chronicles, that I told you all about. And by the way, make sure you go and follow that one. You know, that's something that I highly enjoy doing, something that I'm really passionate about and have fun. I mean, talking about eye floaters all the time does get tiring. You know, it's not necessarily like my favorite thing to do to talk about something that bothers me a lot. You know, if I talk, the more I talk about that, the more it's probably going to bother me. So. But, you know, I like to be here for all of you and, you know, to be a part of the community as well and to be somebody that you all could reach out to and talk to. And, you know, I'm here to share my journey. And, yeah, I'm here for you all. So I want you all to know that if you're watching this right now, I don't want to keep this too long. And, you know, I want you all to know that you should be pressing that like button, the subscribe button, and follow me on Instagram and press like on this video. I appreciate you all for watching. I think I'm going to cut this one short. Let me see. Hold on. I got some more comments, though. So let me keep this going. Hold on. Save stream, please. I'm rushing. I listen. All right. Hold on 1 second. What time is it? Oh, so you just dropped this comment. Save stream, please. I'm rushing. I listen to you with subtitles only sound hard. That's interesting, man. Like, I do need to get like some kind of translation subtitle going. And I hope to do that for anybody listening to this who does not speak English. I, you know, that's something that I have thought about, actually. Good job, sir. Really informative. You're very welcome, my friend. Did you try eye exercises? Yes, I have tried eye exercises. And I mean, honestly, like, so the ones where you put your head up like this, right? And you look up and to the side, that actually hurts my eyes. And I feel like the more that you strain your eyes, the more that you're likely to get eye floaters. Because, I mean, you got to remember, a lot of the eye floaters are coming off the sides of the eyeball, right? And in my opinion, I feel like a lot of our eye floaters come from eye strain. from looking at devices every day, looking at your cell phones, looking at your computer screens and things like that. That's something that didn't happen, you know, in the early 1980s and 1970s and what have you. So it's our generation, the people like us who are constantly on our tablets and phones, like we're straining our eyes much more than the average person. We're laying down in bed when we should be closing our eyes and going to sleep, and we're looking at our cell phones in the dark light, and we're looking at this little square with light, right? I mean, that can't be doing our eyes any good. So I feel like straining our eyes in general, you know, probably doesn't help. And hey, you know, I'm not a doctor, so this isn't doctor advice, but you know, just using common sense, right? So I get there by telling you, like, I think that the eye exercises maybe don't really help. I think it's more of our diet that helps in our mind that helps us with the eye floaters more than anything. If you're looking up eye floaters and just trying to learn about them, something that you should know is that in a lot of these informational websites, they'll tell you that the eye floaters tend to go away the more that you know, don't think about them. And I think that's probably true, because they tell you that everybody has eye floaters, but not everybody notices them because their mind already overlooks them. And I believe part of that is true because I'm somebody who has had severe crazy eye floaters for so long. And I mean, like I told you, if you haven't been watching the stream from the beginning, I told everybody that, you know, I really, they don't bother me much no more. And I could go outside without sunglasses and what have you. And I think a lot of that has to do with because I told myself, like, hey, look, this isn't a big deal. You know, I'm going to just go out and go about my day. If I see an eye floater real quick, I'm just going to, you know, shake it out of my sight and just move on with my day. I think that's part, you know, so I think you like programming yourself. That's something that you can actually do. You just have to think positive. And I know it's, you know, it's easier said than done. But I mean, you know, take from somebody like me who has been going through this for some time. Let me get some more music going. Let's see. I don't know how to pronounce that, but he's somebody who has a name that starts with a B says, thanks, man. You're very welcome. Danilo Storm with another question says, how long do you plan to continue taking bromelain? That's a really good question, actually. I've actually just ran out of my previous bottle and I haven't got any more. So low key, I'm thinking about maybe taking a month off and seeing what happens. Some people say 7 months. Yeah, it took me about 6 to 7 months for me to start noticing any kind of difference. Amit Duran. Yeah. Let's see. The best ophthalmologist in my city in Russia also has black dots in the eyes and does not perform the operation. He was delighted when I told him about your method. Is that right? That's interesting that people from around the world are recognizing my videos and the things that I talk about. I really do appreciate that. And I appreciate people for continue to subscribe from the previous videos that I have put out there. And I'm excited to have you all on this live right now. Well, thank you all for tuning in. I wanted to do a nice quick live. Let me know if you appreciate the lives and if I should do them more. Maybe we could do a Q&A next time. Thank you all for tuning in, and I will talk to you all on the next stream. Follow me on Instagram, Roto Floaters. I'm out.